Dave, I'm not hearing anything. Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful, picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, supporters of the state you're listening to. They're my views. For some reason, of course, I'm pretty hope that we hope that something will happen here. We're not absolutely certain. Okay, so basically we're going to have to do open lines for some reason why Bob Chapman was unable to do the program with us this evening. He wasn't feeling well. So it's open lines, and please give us a call. We need to know whether or not we're on the air. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We just want to make sure that we are actually on the air, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, of course, we're going to have to be going to a break, and hopefully, things will be looking up just a little bit in just a moment here, right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Had a little technical difficulty when we got started, but I hope things are going to run smoothly. We're going to be doing open lines this evening, so if you've got a question or comment, we want to hear from you. All right, right now we have with us Bob on the line from Lansing, Michigan. Bob, thanks very much for calling in and rescuing us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan, and it's always wonderful to hear you and hear your show. But I want to tell you about how I react to it.
All right, fine.
A lot of times when I'm listening to your show, I sit and I say, oh, Lord, I hope that's not true. Oh, Lord, I hope that's not true. And you say the most shocking things.
Well, I wish they were true, but I'm afraid that they really are. It wouldn't be on here. I don't get paid for coming on here. I come on here because I'm just trying to awaken the people as to what's going on behind the scenes and get them prepared for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And then, because I really, of course, hope that if you do not have a personal relationship with our Lord, why, you'll certainly be looking for an answer, because this, none of this makes sense unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on today.
Yes, I, just for example, like when you say the CIA, you know, put Castro in power, and when you say like the CIA was instrumental first putting in the Shah, and I knew that part, but deposing him, I didn't know that part.
Well, they put Castro in power. I don't know about deposing him, but they certainly put him in power, and he certainly has a powerful influence there.
So I mean, the Shah of Iran, you said that they put him in power, and then they deposed him and allowed the mullahs to take over.
Right.
And the news that I hear on your radio program is unlike the news anywhere else. It's really cutting edge, and but it's hard for us ordinary mortals to take this hard news. I don't know what to say. But I love your show, and I pray for you all the time, and I pray that lots of people that are listening right now will open up their checkbooks and write you a check and just support you, because it's wonderful. You've just got just a wonderful life, you know. I'm very proud to know you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, basically one of the most interesting interviews we have was certainly the interview we did with the former ambassador to Cuba, and that was Earl T. Smith, and that's actually available on a video, and it's called, I think it's called The World Revolution, as I remember. And basically, of course, we interview Ambassador Smith there, and he wrote a book called The Fourth Floor. And he tells how he was actively ordered by the American State Department to go to President Batista and tell him he would leave the country the following day. Well, that's entirely different than everything we've learned. We've always learned that Castro won the Civil War. That wasn't the case at all. And then, of course, it was like a year or two later that we learned that he had fooled us and he'd been a communist all along. And, of course, as Ambassador Smith told me, and as he says in this video, and certainly in his book, The Fourth Floor, we knew all along Fidel Castro was a communist, so nothing as it appears to be. And this is why it becomes so obvious. This is all certainly contrived, and we brought the communists to power so we would have the enemy, so we could justify expanding the power, the government power, over the lives of the American people, and that we would believe communism was the enemy so we could have this monstrous military system that is being used to suddenly control the rest of the world. And you have to have an enemy, otherwise why would we be putting out almost as much money for our military as all the rest of the world together? And so that's the truth of the matter. Anyway.
But thank you for taking my call tonight.
Thank you so very much for calling. And let's go to Pam, who's calling from, let's see. I don't know whether Pam is ready to go on the air. Who's ready to go on the air? I'll have to let my producer tell me. Pam is not blinking green. She was blinking green. I'll have to pick her up. And I'm not sure who's on line three. So anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to be on our lines. We're going to be doing open lines for the first hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's see if we can get to Pam. But if Pam is ready to go on the air, I'm going to ask my producer just to give me some sort of a sign or symbol. Otherwise, we'll go to line three and see who we've got here. Who do we have on line three?
Maybe John in Indiana.
Okay, John in Indiana. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Doctor, I do. I was wondering, I've recently watched listened to your video or audios on iodine, and I noticed in there you say that iodine retards breast cancer. I was wondering, how does that compare with the fact that they say abortion causes breast cancer? How do you think those two things interact?
Well, basically, of course, if a woman carries a pregnancy to term, her incidence of breast cancer falls. I don't understand all the endocrinology of it. We do know, though, that the women who have never been pregnant or never carried a child to term have an increased incidence of breast cancer. Women who actually carry a child to term, their incidence of breast cancer falls. Now, one reason, and one of the most carefully kept secrets in America, is the fact that lesbians have a much higher incidence of breast cancer because they don't get pregnant. So about 1 in 3 lesbians will develop breast cancer. It's in the 7 or 8 women will ordinarily develop breast cancer, but 1 in 3 lesbians develop breast cancer because they don't get pregnant. And so basically, if you're having abortions, why it increases your incidence of breast cancer.
Well, Dr. Stan, in a country like Japan, where they have the proper amount of iodide in their diet, do they still have the same thing with abortions causing breast cancer?
I don't know, but I do know, I suspect that they have a lower incidence of breast cancer than we have here in the United States, but I really can't comment on that. I've never really looked into that specifically, but certainly they get a lot more iodine. They get about 12.5 milligrams a day of iodine, which is what you get if you get take the iodorol, which we offer. And I think it's good for you. I think that we need a lot more iodine than we've been getting. And this is why we offer the iodorol. We think it's a great product, and I personally take it myself, as does my wife.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Well, God bless them. Thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well,
okay.
Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think we've got Frank on in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hi, Frank. How are you hearing us? Internet or shortwave?
Well, shortwave, Dr. Stan, all the way.
All right, very good. Well, do you have a question or comment? Let me put our number out again here. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's open lines. And Bob Chapman had something we did him the afternoon, but he was having so much back pain, he just had to beg off for tonight, and we certainly understand. So do you have a question or comment?
Well, I certainly enjoy Bob Chapman when he's on your show, and he's been on our local radio here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I hope that back gets better and he's back on again as soon as he can be. But I called up with the news that the Constitution Party has gotten ballot access in the state of Wyoming.
Great.
I want to let everybody know that we made the legal requirements as of last week, and
well, then, who are you going to be running on your presidential candidate?
Well, you know, I'm not really up on that. There's a couple of folks that have thrown their hat in the ring that are not national figures. Chuck Baldwin will not be running, I understand. He was their candidate last time, whom I had the honor of voting for.
Sure. Well, Chuck's a good man. Because my hope is that Ron Paul will run as a third-party candidate. The Constitution Party will back him. It's going to be interesting to see what happened. But, Sydney, I believe that Ron Paul will get not only 25% of the Republican vote, but he'll get, you know, 30 or 40% of the independent vote, and maybe as much as, you know, most of the libertarian vote, and a good, and probably a 25 or 30% of the Democrat vote, and he would have at least a good chance of getting the presidency. Now, I think they would probably try to kill him if it looked like that was going to happen. And I mean this very seriously. They kill people. I mean, they killed Bobby Kennedy. They put a contract out on Ross Perot. They said they tried to kill George Wallace. I mean, these are wicked and evil people we're up against, and people find it very difficult to believe that this really goes on in America, but it really does. That there's no question that they killed Martin Luther King. He was killed by some sort of a CIA operation. They're not above this at all. They killed President Kennedy. They kill people all the time. This is what's so frightening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I'm certainly glad to know that the Constitution Party is on the ballot there, and now what you need is a good candidate, or certainly hold off until we see what Ron Paul's going to do.
Well, we'd certainly back him. I have 3 signs up on my shop property for Ron Paul, although I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent or a Constitution Party guy. But I'd love to see him run whatever party will have him. He's a great...
Hold that thought. Hold the thought of one...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking to first to Frank up in Wyoming with the Constitution Party there, and pointing out that there are two forces in America. One is the American force of believing the Constitution. The other is a small little cabal that is using the political and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And although they swear allegiance to America, they have no allegiance to this country. Their allegiance is to this idea of world government. And behind this, the powerful, spiritual, truly demonic forces that are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Well, it's open lines tonight, our telephone number. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob Chapman ordinarily is with us on Monday evening. His back was really bothering him. He did the afternoon program and just said he wouldn't be able to do the evening program. We understand that. And I would appreciate his doing the afternoon program. But under any circumstances, it's going to be up to you. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But right now, you have to get people to understand that the people who control our government, both political parties, our military, our banks, our corporations, our foundations, our educational system, have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this international stream. Anything else you want to say, Frank?
Well, Doc, you hit the nail on the head. This battle that we fight today in our country is not between, you know, left or right or Republican and Democrat. It is a fight between good and evil. And we have people who have bought into the evil because the rewards of serving Satan on earth are riches and power on earth. And we have that taken over both of our main political parties. We have to look for another way to put the people back into power and take over this country. The Constitution Party acknowledges that the problems that we face are because of the fact we've gotten away from the Constitution in every single area you can think of. And we've gone into this fascism, this merger of state and corporate control over our lives. And that's why people have to break out of this mindset of voting for Republicans and voting for Democrats and start to vote for the individual candidates. You know, not only the Constitution Party, but there are other good parties out there. You know, there's good candidates to run a Libertarian Party, American Independent Party. We have to replace this ruling oligarchy we have over us with real people, not bought dogs.
You're absolutely right. Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Just God bless, Dr. Stan. Keep on.
God bless as long as God gives us the strength and the ability to do it. Well, let's go to Charles, who's calling from Columbia, on the Columbia River in Washington. I telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Charles. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question for you, Dr. Stan. I was listening to Lindsey Williams here recently, and his elitist friend told him, he says, well, find out what the future is going to bring to us economically and with the collapse of the dollar. Follow the derivatives or watch the derivatives market. Now, where do I watch that? I watch Bloomberg in the morning, you know, a little bit, and I don't know where to find that. Could you help?
No, I really can't. I wouldn't even know how to be able to get hold of the derivative market. I'm sure maybe a stockbroker could, but this is something that's really beyond my grasp. As you know, the derivatives are like insurance policies, and of course they guarantee investments. And if it looks like the investment's going to go bad, or if it does go bad, then the insurance policy is supposed to pay off. They're highly leveraged insurance policies with nobody behind the insurance policies, and I think they're a terrible thing to be invested in. I think they're a terrible danger to the survival, of our way of life. It's going to be very interesting to see. If this whole thing comes down, the whole system goes down, basically. I mean, we hold something between $600 or $700 trillion of derivatives and $1.2 quadrillion worth of derivatives. Nobody really knows because they're not that tightly regulated. But the derivative market is very, very dangerous. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and actually, I think certainly Warren Buffett put it best when he said the derivatives are simply weapons of financial destruction, is what Warren Buffett says. I think he's right. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita, at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we had Charles on the line. Don't know what happened to Charles, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call, it's open lines, because our regularly scheduled guest, Bob Chapman's back went out on him. And so if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But certainly, America certainly is sort of in a holding pattern for the rest of this year. Certainly, we've had quantitative easing 1. We've had quantitative easing 2. We had Operation Twist, where, of course, the federal government is actually buying long-term bonds and selling short-term bonds to try to keep the price on the long-term bonds down. Because, of course, with the massive amount of money that we owe, and we're talking about $16 trillion now, not all of that is owed publicly. Some of that is owed privately to Social Security and other government investments in government bonds, but certainly well over $10 trillion of that is publicly owned. We have to pay interest on it, and basically, of course, if we were paying interest at 6 or 8%, it would just be prohibitive. And the whole income from the budget would be going to pay interest on the national debt. And I suspect that sometime down the line, this is what's going to happen. This is why they're going to have to take us into a war, destroy the whole economic system, and start it all over again. Of course, in the process, I fear that they're going to end up impoverishing an awful lot of people. And of course, they're going to do this by inflation. And of course, inflation is a wonderful means of stealing from the people. And the average individual can't see it. I mean, he's still got $1,000. Even though that $1,000 may not buy a cup of coffee, he's got $1,000. And it's so difficult for the individual to believe that they would intentionally destroy the value of money, but that's exactly what they've done. So they've destroyed certainly well over 98%, or 96%, I should say, of the value of our currency since 1913. And so that the dollar of that day is worth about 4 cents today, and they've basically worked to. And then, of course, as the value of money has fallen, and you have more money, then they charge you income tax on that, even though they've destroyed the value. But this is a very, very clever technique that they've used. And the right now they've destroyed I think that the dollar that was worth a dollar back in what would that be in 1971 is worth about, 4 cents today. They have just progressively, 2 cents today. They progressively destroyed the value of our currency. They know exactly what they're doing. And this is why the other countries don't want to take our currency, because they just don't want to be wound up in this system. They want to maintain the integrity of their currencies, and they realize that they get, and basically I think more and more countries eventually are going to refuse to accept American dollars. Now, you can go to Switzerland today with money. They will not open an account for you. They don't want American dollars there, and I think we're going to see more and more of this all across the country. Well, right now, let's go to Bill calling from Tri-Cities. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Fine. I just read that basically on the Internet, an expert, I can't remember who it was at the moment, but he said that basically in certain places of the United States now, it resembles more like China rather than the United States because of these, basically these national security special events when they designate, for example, like at the Republican convention, they're going to have it total surveillance, total cameras. Anybody protesting near a government official can have a possibly 10-year sentence. And they designate not only the political events, but also events such as the Super Bowl. And this militates against people being able to get their message out to influence government policy. And also, the protesters of the Occupy Wall Street, when they get arrested now in New York, they give them a retina scan. And I just read a minute ago, and the Supreme Court just passed a law saying that basically a misdemeanor now warrants a strip search by the police. So I just heard this commentator, and I've been reading other books, and basically there are certain pockets of the United States now where they consider almost like martial law areas, and I think that this is a global phenomenon, like in China or other global hotspot areas where the elites congregate. They're trying to build this into a globalized system where anywhere protest would occur, they will create this emergency-style top-down scenario. So I think it's a global thing they're doing.
Well, I think that what they're doing, we know over in India, everybody's going to have an ID card. You're talking about 1.2 billion people going to get identification cards. They're doing this in China. They're increasing their surveillance. They certainly have the technology now, and they've had it for some time under Project Echelon to listen to all of our telephone conversations. They're recording all of our financial transactions. They're certainly keeping permanent records of everybody we talk to. That's what by building these massive storage units out in Utah. And even our conversation tonight, you can be sure there's going to be a permanent record of this. And they screen every telephone call, email, and fax. By Project Echelon has nothing to do with terrorism. And what we need to do is convince the American people that there is a planned move towards dictatorship in America today. But the one encouraging thing is people are beginning to wake up. So basically, it's going to be a race against time.
Okay, yeah, well, I realize that, and all the Google and everything, that's also just a thing to look at what you're looking at. But you know what? What's the point of that? If what you're doing is according to the First Amendment, why should a person be upset about saying what they think on a radio station or whatever. I mean, they can watch anything. Maybe the entire everything is an experiment, and we're all just in the big experiment. They're going to do whatever they decide to do anyway, so people might as well speak out.
You're absolutely right. And certainly, if you don't speak out, you're going to be a coward. And we're up against a race against time, but I will tell you, Bill, I'm firmly convinced that people are waking up all across America. And people are certainly telling other people, they're telling their friends. And this last week, I had a call from a minister, listen to our program regularly, and then includes much of what we say into his lectures, into his classes. We got as I recall, is in Texas. We got another call from a fellow in Ohio who teaches a class in a church and introducing the people there to these ideas. You can't tell them too much. I mean, they just will turn it off. But very subtly began bringing the facts out, and people are waking up. So don't get discouraged. Our job is to persevere, remembering that this is a spiritual battle. We're going to have to depend upon the Lord anyway. So we do our best and appreciate everything you're doing up there in Washington, Bill.
Okay, see you later.
God bless. Thanks very much, Bill. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. We've got John calling from Spokane, probably listening on the American Christian Network. Go right ahead, John.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, that's how I'm listening. I've got three little items I'd like to share with the listeners. On Alex Jones's program the last few days, one is he did a great overview of the movie The Hunger Games and its relationship to Agenda 21. And so people who are familiar, I know you have several guests on your show that go over Agenda 21. He ties in from this movie the connections between Agenda 21 and what's portrayed in this movie, which is a great way to introduce people to Agenda 21 and what's going on. And then you can refer them to the various websites where they can find out more information about Agenda 21.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there is this master plan for the 21st century. It's being implemented. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want us to know. But fortunately, they have actually printed out what they're doing. You can see what they're doing. And I even put together a little mnemonic. Of Agenda 21. A is for an agonizing alteration of society, agonizing transformation of society. G is for genocide. They really do intend to kill off large numbers of people. It's not just abortions and euthanasia. They're actively suppressing treatments for cancer. They're poisoning our food. They're creating new diseases. And it goes right down the line of all the things that they're actively doing to kill off large numbers of people in our country. Using the environment as a justification for what they're doing. They're trying, of course, to create equality of income and then, of course, grind down the value of our currency. They really do intend to produce destruction of our society. They really do intend to disrupt every aspect of society. And it's all part of creating this new world order. That's the end. And then, of course, it concludes with this is all part of an ancient plan. This ancient plan to bring about the one world government. It's a talk we're going to be giving at the conspiracy conference. And it's really a sort of fun as it comes together because we can show exactly what they're doing. Most people have not done a very good job of explaining that they really do intend to kill off most of the population of the world, and they're in the process of doing it. And this coming war will allow them to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. Anything else, John?
Yes, there's two more points. The other thing is he put together a really good short video on this new movie Prometheus and its relationship to some of the things that you've been talking about is in terms of the spiritual forces behind all of this. And the movie gets he breaks down the movie and its relationship to them, you know, sort of showing what they're doing. They're sort of like showing their hand. But if your listeners go to Infowars.com, you can probably still find these articles and the videos. And then the third thing I wanted to touch base is on a Christian radio channel the other day. It was Politics and Religion was the show. And one of the things that he, on the news item, they were talking about in China, they've just announced a similar law to NDNA where they can just, in their words, the way they've positioned it, the freedom fighters in Japan and China refer to it as the Disappearing Act, and they're targeting Christians over there, or anybody who is obviously doesn't go along with the program, that they can just disappear them. So your caller earlier was talking about the fact that this is not just something in the United States. This is rolling out, and it seems to me that there probably, as we'll see more and more, parallel laws rolling out throughout different countries as this agenda progresses. But these videos and what Alex has released, for anybody that's trying to get the message across, these are great tools. They're very descriptive.
Well,
it ties in a lot with what you've been talking about.
Alex is doing a great, great job. He's got a great organization, and we certainly applaud his efforts and work. Okay, anything else there?
Well, keep up the good work, Dr. Stan, and you're absolutely right. This is a spiritual battle, and I think sometimes people are asleep simply because if they woke up, it would be too much of a nightmare.
Well, our job is to get the information out, and hopefully the
some
Lord
can handle
will direct
it, and some
people.
Are too frail.
Wait, pardon?
Some people can handle it. The strong people will be able to handle it. There are a lot of people that you get dejected because these people don't want to do anything with it, and a lot of times they're too frail. They just
right. They would.
It's like in that movie Ordinary People, where Mary Tyler Moore's character couldn't have reality, and when she finally had it pushed down her throat, she had a nervous breakdown. And I think this is sort of the mind's protection, where people are numb to situations simply because if they were to digest it, it would overwhelm them.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's our responsibility is the strong to basically get out there and fight the battles and do the best we can and encourage as many other strong, spiritually strong people as we can. And, we do the best we can, I guess.
God bless, John. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We got David calling from Central New York. How are you hearing a shortwave internet, David?
FM, Dr.
Oh, okay, FM. Fine. Then you're on one of the stations back there, that's the Christian Broadcasting Network. Okay, go ahead.
Listening on WJIV in Cherry Valley, New York. Dr. Stan, my question, I went to a real fine restaurant today, and it's a sushi restaurant, and I was wondering, I think sometime years ago I heard that there is a problem maybe with eating sushi with worms, because I think it's a raw fish. Is that correct? What do you know about that?
I really don't know. I wouldn't want to come out as an expert on it. I don't know that there could be worms in it, but I think I'll be like that unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record that he had no comment.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Well, Chris, if you have a telephone question, a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll be back here in just a moment here at...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to give us a hand to help us finance what we're doing here 5 hours a day. We'd love to hear from you. But our goal is to try to get people to think, to try to get them to understand that we are in a spiritual struggle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And with almost 70 outlets every week, which, of course, we have to pay for them, almost all of them, why, of course, it's an expensive proposition. Some of our supporters have lost their jobs and haven't been able to continue supporting us, and we try to continue at least sending them the newsletter. So if you're in a position to step forward, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and you can find out about the address and how you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Of course, if you'd like to to advertise with us, that is the deductible item. Otherwise, we're not deductible because we want to be able to tell you the truth and tell you exactly what's going on. So if you're in a position to advertise or donate, love to hear from you. And if not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Well, I think we're going to be entering some very, very difficult times. I think that probably it looks to me like we're going to be sort of going sideways most of this year. And they're not going to certainly cure the economic problems, although they could if they really wanted to. And they could do that by getting the banks to lend money, by getting the corporations to begin investing. But there seems to be a timetable. I don't know, have any access to the inside information. Only rarely through the years of people who were on the inside come forward and admitted what was really going on. Occasionally they have, but right now, of course, they seem to be holding back as if there is a timetable. for some reason, they want things to come to a climax today. We can talk about the Mayan calendar. We can talk about Nostradamus. We can talk about Saint Malachi, who in 1140, something like that, prophesied the end of the Catholic Church. And when do you think it was? It was in the year 2012. Then, of course, there's some of the writings of some of the Hebrew writers, as information that was given to Lindsay Williams, certainly by Mr. X, who Ken Fromm. But my gut feeling is that this is not something that was really prophesied. I think that the people who are manipulating things behind the scenes are intentionally bringing things to a climax today. Why, I don't know, but there is an agenda out there. They know exactly what they're doing, and it'll become increasingly obvious as time goes by. So I think they're exciting times to live in. I do really believe we're going to be going into a war with the Muslim world, and whether that'll be before or after the elections, we're just going to have to pull things along. But the one thing I can tell you, and that is that this is all contrived. The one thing, and we brought this out on our afternoon program, I think it's very important that you realize, is we have intentionally armed the Muslim world with nuclear weapons. We've intentionally armed the Muslim world with nuclear weapons. Pakistan has probably 150 the 200 nuclear weapons. So why are we worried about Iran? This is a total diversion. But Pakistan does have those weapons, and could they ever be used against America? I really fear that they can. And so basically, all we can do is wait and watch and see. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. We ask you, of course, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so we're going to be back here in just a couple of moments with another program right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Dr. David Kennedy, and Dr. Kennedy's going to bring us up to date on what's happening as far as the fluoride situation is concerned. Now, it's really very interesting that a lot of dentists have quit using the mercury. We've been talking about that, how they're suddenly poisoning people with mercury. David, what percentage of dentists do you think have given up using mercury routinely in their practice?
Well, the recent survey by the Wealthy Dentist magazine said it was 51% of the males and
40 or 49.5% of the females. So more than half the dentists in the United States in their survey said they no longer use any mercury in their practice. But that's not the same as being mercury safe, because they can expose you to a huge amount of mercury just by grinding on your old fillings, or even just having your teeth cleaned, sit there with a rubber cup and polish them up. They'll leak like crazy. Mercury safe is different than mercury free.
But at least, of course, they're aware of the fact there's a problem. I mean, that to me is very encouraging, the effect that you and the other dentists you work with have been able to influence the rest of the medical profession over the objection of organized dentistry, the people in the American Dental Association. So doesn't that certainly at least give you somewhat of a sense of accomplishment?
Oh, yes, it does. As a matter of fact, the people using mercury are now called the alternative dentists because they're less than the majority. But the real thing I think that changes most dentists' minds is the patient. They won't come back. If you say, oh, this mercury stuff is really safe, they show them the back of your head and they don't come back. So the dentists have figured out that the public has voted with their wallet. And so there's no reason to continue to claim that you can't prove this caused that or something like that, because people aren't coming in to get their teeth fixed. So I think a lot of it had to do with the consumers arriving at the correct conclusion a lot longer before the profession did.
Well, anyway, of course, all we can do is just keep talking. But now, of course, to another issue, which I think is so devastating, and the damage that water fluoridation is doing to the minds, to the health of our children, and simply the government officials know what they're doing. They're simply suppressing this, and certainly officials with organized dentistry know that they're poisoning the population with water fluoridation. How are we doing with that as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, the courts have been very unhelpful. I mean, three different courts determined that it was increasing cancer death rates and causing adverse reactions in people, and it was not proven to be safe or effective. And three different Supreme Courts said, no, those elected officials, they get to do that kind of stuff if they got even one expert that agrees with them. And, you know, so that, you know, the people of the United States lost out on that deal, but it's going to, this time it's in a federal court. Every time you go to one of these meetings, the dentists line up and say, safe and effective, safe and effective. That makes it a drug. Prove it works.
Well, has this ever been in the federal courts before?
No, not to my knowledge. It's probably the most litigated issue in the history of the planet until we had health care, but they've very carefully crafted the thing, not about the policy, but about whether or not the steps necessary to provide a drug have been fulfilled. And it's a real clear, simple issue. Let's see if they can answer the clear, simple question.
They're poisoning the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. David Kennedy, is on the front lines of the battle to try to expose the fact that they're poisoning the children of America by fluoridating the drinking water. It didn't really matter here about a year ago why they admitted that they were poisoning the children, that I think 40-50% of the children had dental fluorosis. So they cut the amount of fluoride in the drinking water from one part per million to a 7/10 of a part per million. But of course, you know, what people don't understand is that water fluoridation does not do any good. Ingesting of water does not reduce cavities. They will readily admit even that any good that fluoride does is locally, is topically. And of course, what it does is that it kills the bacteria. And the bacteria are what produces dental cavities. And of course, if it'll kill bacteria and will disrupt the enzyme systems in the bacterium, what does it do in human beings? And nobody ever wants to ask that. In fact, most people don't understand that dental cavities has to do with basically bacteria eroding the material, the enamel, the teeth, and basically, if you can stop the erosion of the enamel, you stop the cavities. Nobody explains that to the people. And what you're doing with the fluoride is, and that's why fluoride toothpaste works. It works because it kills the bacteria, and because it also has a permanent effect on you as well. And that poison's getting into you. But go ahead and pick up the story, David.
Well, you know, the claim now is that it the toothpaste is topical, la la la. But there was a huge study from Puerto Rico, where the doctor, a pediatrician, she got tired of seeing little kids with rotted teeth, and so she decided to test out two or three different things, and she tried a little fluoride topically, and she tried a dab of iodine topically, and she had a huge reduction in the tooth decay in the babies that had their, you know how they look when you're 1 year old, they look like a rabbit, they got two upper teeth and two lower teeth, and dabbing those with a little dab of iodine, 6 times a year. Don't brush every night. Brush 6 times a year. What do you think? And they reduced the tooth decay rate huge. Now, have we done a lot of studies on how beneficial iodine is in reducing tooth decay? Why? It kills germs. It actually does a good job. So when they say, oh, fluoride's good for brushing, show me the one where you compared the child brushing with a fluoridated toothpaste and the child brushing with saliva. Because what causes tooth decay is a terrible diet, the diet that's got white flour, white sugar, and scum on your teeth. So you got two choices. They're actually doing both. Quit eating junk food and knock the scum off your teeth. It's real simple. And so when I talked to the group in San Antonio, I had a bag of toothbrushes, and I threw out handfuls of toothbrushes to the people there. And I said, this is a reasonable program to stop tooth decay. This is what all the other countries in the world that don't allow fluoride in the water supply do. They teach the children to clean their mouth. And that's what we should do. We're wasting billions of dollars. And I mean, I'm billions. Bill Hersey said that there are 500,000 tons of hydrofluorosilicic acid disposed of in the public water supplies annually. 500,000 tons? That, you know, it boggles your mind. You know, you'd have to have a string of tanker trucks wrapped around the earth, what, four times. And so it's a huge amount of junk they've put in the water supply. They can't prove it's safe and effective. That's why they don't want to try, because who in their right mind would say, here's a glass of arsenic. Now, there is arsenic in the product, and at a level that causes harm. The state of California stipulated that. And then they said, citizens are not entitled to water that's safe to drink. That might be news to the citizens, but it got them out of court. And so that was the last time we went to a state court with an issue, because it certainly doesn't make any sense to... what are you going to say? Oh, yeah, I can't. I'm not entitled to safe water. Oh, well, in that case, just pour some more junk in there from China. And that's where they're buying the stuff. They're buying it from Mexico, Japan, and China, and Florida. And, you know, Mexico, Japan, and China, you know what the commonality of those three countries? None of them allow you to put fluoride in the water supply. Obviously, they got to sell it to somebody else, so they're going to help out their old American kids. I wrote an article the other day, gave a lecture at the Health Freedom Expo in Los Angeles on it, and it's called 16,000 Dead American Babies Annually. And, you know, we worry about, you know, wars where we lose 5,000-6,000 troops in a decade, and that every year, year after year, if our babies survive like they do in 44 other countries, that we'd have a better infant survival, like in Singapore, we'd have 16,000 more babies live through the first year of life. And that continues on up to the fifth year, and it includes the mother, too. So we have the most, and we spend more than all those other countries do on health care. We have the most expensive health care system that doesn't serve the public. It just serves corporate medicine. You have to be a robot to really like our new medical care system. Instead of one where you have a doctor and a patient and we take care of each other, it's oompa oompa like military music. 16,000 dead babies is not for any other reason than the fact we expose babies to mercury from the mother's filling. We expose them to mercury from vaccination. We expose them to lead by giving them a baby bottle that has fluoridated tap water. The hydrofluorosilicic acid sucks lead into that baby, so now we're giving the baby lead, mercury, fluoride, aluminum, and a whole potpourri of other things. And they're not doing that to the kids. They may have one of those things. They may have two of those things. But they're not doing all of that to the kids in the other countries. And we just, our kids had the lowest score in the history of the standard scholastic aptitude test. In the history of the test, a friend of mine, the professor of chemistry, says that all the graduate students are either from a foreign country or they're female. That mercury is much more toxic to males than it is to females. So that the little guys are getting grossly overdosed. And if you look at the map of mercury pollution in the United States, or actually worldwide, it has gone up enormously. The mothers giving birth to babies that have so much mercury in their umbilical cord that the baby is brain damaged. It's now down to 1 out of 6. I can lower that mother's blood level of mercury 90% if a year before she gets pregnant, we take out all of her mercury filling carefully. Her blood level will drop 90%. Why don't we tell mothers that? Why don't we tell them that?
David, you know, it's so interesting that, you know, it's been estimated that 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, autism, ADD, ADHD, neurodevelopmental abnormality. 1 in 6, according to the CDC. Isn't that interesting? That's the same number that are poisoned with the mercury.
It is, and you know, it's incredible that they'll just stand there and watch 16,000. What the 1 in 6 with the neurodevelopment problem are the survivors, because we have 16,000 that died out of that cohort of children,
And that now the ones that survive, one out of six is impaired. We're doing something terribly wrong to all of the children. And what it has to do with is silicone fluoride in the water. They don't put fluoride in the water. They put hydrofluorosilicic acid or silicone fluoride that sucks lead into whoever gets exposed to it. It got a patent in the U.S. Patent Office to remove lead from brass. It didn't quit doing that because it arrived at your water treatment plant. It's still removing lead from the water supplies and taking it into the bloodstream. We've got, animal studies showing this happens. People don't like poisoning the animals. Let's just poison the kids. Well, we got children's studies showing it's happened too. So we've got animals poisoned by silicone fluoride. It causes their lead level to go way up. However, if you put fluoride in the water, not only does their lead level go up, but their dental fluorosis level goes up. So you were talking earlier, Dr. Monteith, that 41% of the children in the United States, and that's actually 2008, I think, is the data for that, have dental fluorosis. And so visible from across the room. It's not this kind of stuff that you can't tell. They've already erased all of that. 41% of the kids have very mild, 25% mild to 50%, and moderate, all of the teeth, of two teeth at least, damaged, visibly damaged. So, we're talking a huge amount of children that are damaged by this. Well, what the research has shown in rats is that if they're exposed to silicone fluoride and lead, that they have much more dental fluorosis. Gee, golly, when they started this program, they said 10% of the kids that have dental fluorosis, and it'd be all very mild. Now we got kids, 4.5% of the Hispanic children and 3.5% of the African-American children have severe dental fluorosis. That means parts of the teeth are missing. So what happened to the 10%? We got almost 10% of the kids with severe dental fluorosis. And National Academy of Science and everybody's listed severe dental fluorosis as an adverse health effect. Now, I got to ask the politicians, how come we're spending $200 million a year on a department of the Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C., who in turn go out and spend several billion dollars buying hazardous waste from China and put into the water supply? It's a fake program that damages children. Why are we doing that?
Well, because I think that there are people who hate children, and I keep trying to stress this sort of thing. People have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that not only it increases the level of lead in the blood of children, but it targets blacks. And, of course, when blacks get the lead into their system, it goes to their brain, and it alters their activity, specifically increases criminal activity. And there's a gentleman from Roger Masters from Dartmouth has shown a six-fold increase in the level of lead in the blood of children. This is a study done by the CDC. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the blacks, and where are Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton about that?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Dr. David Kennedy, and he's actually sending a film crew around doing interviews on water fluoridation because the people on the other side won't even come on camera. Why? Well, because they know very well they're poisoning our children. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. If you put the hydrofluor salicylic acid into the water supply, you increase the level of the lead in the blood, and then it gets into the brain, and it targets blacks. And, of course, in those areas where they're having hydrofluor salicylic acid added to the water supply, the level of lead in the blood of those little black children goes up sixfold. Now, why that is, I don't know. There's some sort of genetic difference. It's just like there's a genetic difference as far as HIV disease, which is why HIV is almost half of all the cases are in blacks. That is not because they're more promiscuous, that they have genetic differences, but that's simply the way that God made us. But of course, I'll tell you what, he sure gave him the ability to run a lot faster than most white folks. But that's immaterial. They have this plague that they suddenly get the lead level in their brain, and it leads to criminal activity, which is why young black men across America are between 21 and 31. One in every three is in prison, probation, or parole, and nobody will bring this out other than, well, I guess probably David will and I will, but I haven't ever heard anybody else use those statistics other than Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. Have you, David?
I have heard them, and maybe I heard them from you, but it's true, and there's a reason for it. You know, and we were talking that we're not really sure why why this happens. I learned while I was sending editing the 14 hours of video that we've shot so far, that from Bill Marcus, the guy that wrote the Mayday Memo in 1990 and has won two whistleblower lawsuits against the EPA for his concern, which is fluoride's a carcinogen. He wins every time he goes to court. So, but he explained one of his first jobs at the EPA as senior toxicologist was to figure out why African Americans and Hispanics absorb so much more lead than Caucasians. And they determined that it's because of a gene that enhances lead uptake in the intestine. And that African Americans have two of that gene that enhances lead uptake. Hispanic children have one. Now, the Caucasians generally don't have any of it. So, you know, and there are some other the subsets, but he didn't go into those, that enhanced lead uptake from the water supply or anthropomorphic sources, you know, if you got an old paint in your house and stuff like that. But when you add silica fluoride to the diet of these children, that you get a six-fold increase, 600%, like the dentist like to talk about tooth decay, six-fold increase in the number of children above 10 micrograms per deciliter if they're African-American, 400% if they're Hispanic, and that the minority communities and are beginning to take notice of this because, you know, we've been talking about it, but when I talked to LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens in San Antonio, they were appalled. They said, how come we weren't told about this? Reverend Durley, one of the people that Andrew Young's associate was on talking on our video, he said, you know, we get this news last of everybody. he was lamenting the fact that nobody had mentioned this at all. And he was now of the opinion that that's what those white spots that they see on their children's teeth. They see it because it causes more dental fluorosis and more severe dental fluorosis in the African American and Hispanic community than the Caucasian. Is that because of those genes? Could be, because we got the new study on the rats showing that if you give them lead and fluoride, it's much more toxic than fluoride alone.
I've even had some of our black listeners come and contact me, and I've gone into great detail, and they were going to try to get hold of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. I said, you know, get them. We'll give you the documentation. This is a wonderful issue to bring out. And I've never heard from either Jesse or Al. You know, they don't seem to be so interested in the blacks when it comes to something that would put them into opposition to the establishment. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We're talking about an organized, orchestrated, conscious, intentional effort to poison our children. And where is the outcry from the medical profession? Where is the outcry from Hispanic and black leaders? Why, it's almost as silent as the white leaders of our country. The public health authorities know this, but most of them are afraid to come forward. I've had public health officers on other things come to me privately and said, Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. You keep up the good work. So, David, I guess you and I and a handful of others are going to have to keep doing what's right. Because the others are afraid. I understand their fears, but you still have to do what's right.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this evening, Dr. David Kennedy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question that would like to give us a call, would love to hear from you. David, before we go on, do you have a web page, a telephone number? Do you have any products you'd like to talk to our listeners about to have them get in touch with you?
Web page that I send everybody to is the San Diego for Safe Drinking Water, SDSDW. And when comments are made, it shows up on my email, and we can talk back and forth. It's just very wonderful. I also have a YouTube channel. It's David Kennedy DDS, and I have many programs on there about how to stop dental disease. I mean, you know, this is an insane argument, Stan. The tooth decay is an infection. Kill the germs that are causing it; it goes away. It's real simple. And so we talk about how to, you know, recipe for oral health, and the, you know, if you have healthy teeth, you live a long, healthy life. That's the thing that Hippocrates said. That he said, "Show me the health of a man's mouth; I'll tell you the health of his body." And that's what 2,000 years ago. So you know, it's time to kind of pay attention here. We can have a healthy life. We don't have to let our body fall apart. We don't have to have mercury fillings. We don't have to have poison water either. So.
But I mean, considering that you were winning the battle as far as mercury is concerned, the public is learning. But it's so hard as far as the water supply is concerned. It's so difficult to believe that they are intentionally poisoning the water. And yet, of course, China and the other countries sell their hydroflow salicylic acid to us. They will not put it in their own drinking water because they know it's toxic. And when we import this, and this is being done intentionally and purposely, and they're intentionally and purposely damaging our children, not simply their teeth, but their minds as well. And that is what's so criminal about this. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And as we pointed out, the work by Dr. Roger Masters there at Dartmouth, this is one reason why in areas where they fluoridate the water with hydroflow salicylic acid, the level of criminal activity among young black men increases and increases dramatically. That, to me, is frightening, David.
And it's frightening and sad because it's destroying our country. It's just, you know, my granddad had a 49 Chevrolet, and it had a key stuck in. You turn the thing one notch, the key would come right out. You could put the key in the kitchen. And you never had to have a key for that car again. That, you know, why? Because nobody stole cars. You know, he drove around Lawrence, Kansas, and he never locked his car. So the world changed. What happened is that we've got, you know, crime on every corner.
if the change in our country has taken place because of policies regarding food, vaccinations, mercury fillings, and water fluoridation, it's not one thing, it's all those things rolled up together. And you end up damaging the intellect of the children. And when you have children that, you know, can't read and write, what are they going to do? Well, go rob the 7-Eleven or something. You know, what do you think? So, smile at the camera. But it's a crime that's going on in our time. And, you know, that although it may have had a national security reason to start, what happens is that they got the robots in Washington, D.C., are continuing to make six-figure salaries doing it. And they know it. You're right. They know they're cheating. And but they still have that paycheck. And if you corner them, they say, well, you know, I've got my job. I'm just doing the job I've been paid to do. I'm just doing the job. You're paying them to come lie to us. Oh, okay. So our tax dollars are being used to deceive the American public. I think we could balance the budget. We could quit paying people to lie to us. Wouldn't that save us a lot of money? Then we wouldn't spend, did we figure out what 500,000 tons of fluoride would cost? How many billion dollars is that? Look at the money we could save. We could just stop putting that in the water supply. Let it pile up in Mexico. I don't care. It doesn't need to pile up in my water supply. Just learned the other day, I've been raising orchids in San Diego. You should say, oh, if your city puts silicon fluoride in the water, what cities don't? You know, that would be the easy question. Well, that would be Portland, Oregon, Spokane, Washington, and Wichita, Kansas, Grand Island, Nebraska. And so, you know, why are we down to so few cities that don't put fluoride in the water?
Well, don't forget Santa Cruz. We beat them Santa here. Cruz, they certainly wanted to put it in.
And they haven't got there with Watsonville yet either, have they?
Right, no. They
Santa Barbara,
have.
Monterey.
And fortunately, they don't have the money to put in Watsonville, so this is
their
people.
Excuse. After they asked the city, they asked the people to supply it to sign a letter saying this is safe and effective, they said, oh, we can't afford this.
Well, I think the other thing, I'm just hoping that the economies are going to be get to contract, and they're going to have to stop poisoning the people.
Well, you know, the terrible thing they did, they took the money out of First Five, which is supposed to be for children to get health care, and they used it to buy hazardous waste from China. Well, you know, no good deed shall go unpunished. You know what First Five is? It's tax dollar money, you know, the money that comes off of cigarettes.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's the cigarette tax. They put together a bunch of people who are supposed to figure out how to spend that to help the children, and they're buying hazardous waste from China with it. I'm sorry.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And really, Chris, we just have to keep hammering away at this, hammering away, because it's so unbelievable that they would be intentionally and maliciously poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing, but they are going ahead with this because it dumbs down our children. And this is one of the reasons why certainly our children, when they graduate from high school, cannot compete with children from most of the rest of the world. And of course, part one of the things that said, that is it because they're just not teaching our children well. And that is only part of the problem. I believe, of course, that many of the people who bring up this argument are very, very sincere. But of course, there's some of them who know exactly why. And that is because of the dramatic damage, the chemical damage done as they poison the minds of our children. Of course, they're doing it with aspartame, they're doing it with bisphenol, in fact, recently. I mean, even though that country after country after country throughout the world has outlawed bisphenol, which is, of course, in plastics, lines, cans, why the FDA says, but we don't have enough evidence to verify that this is a real problem. Well, what about all these other countries have outlawed it? Do they have different evidence? If there's a question, why, if there's even the slightest question, would you continue poisoning the children? But, of course, they're doing it. They know what they're doing. And yet the average individual finds it so difficult to believe that anything could be this evil when you understand the evil we're up against. then it all begins to make sense. And we could go right down the list. I mean, of course, these things, certainly the fluoride and then the toxins in the fluoride increase the incidence of cancer. Why is the incidence of cancer increasing? Because, of course, we're being exposed to things like aspartame and hydrofluorosilicic acid, and we can go right down the line of the things that are in our food and in our water that are carcinogenic. We ought to be suing the government for poisoning us and creating this terrible epidemic of cancer. And what a painful way to die. But then, as Christopher Richard Day said in this wonderful transcript we have from him, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. There are too many people in the world. Dr. Richard Day is certainly one of the key people working for the health department. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you incensed? Could this really be true that they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously poisoning our children? Well, I love to get Dr. Kennedy on because he has the facts better than I do, and that is exactly the case. Well, so are we getting the fluoride taken out? I get some material from Dr. Connors every once in a while, and he comments that at least some cities are pulling the fluoride out of the water. Are you working at all with him?
Yes, I'm on the board of directors. And we do win, but you know that this is citizens working on their spare time after they put in a full day's work, fighting to keep the government from contaminating the water supply, and we win. I was saying Grand Island, Nebraska, and I've been all over the United States, you know, helping communities, you know, and I don't win it, they win it. But the problem is that we've got all these people at the CDC that are being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and they'll come right back, and they'll use that money to swing an election. So if you get a 4-3 vote at the city council, they'll come back and they'll try to swing an election, get a 3-4 vote the next time, and put it right back in. That's the trouble. When they've got $100 million worth of money to come flood our city council people with promises, oh, it's good for the kiddies, we'll get you all the dental donations, yada yada yada. It's money laundering. They get money from corporations, run it through their nonprofits, and then they give it to politicians. But it's a means of using money to influence our elections, and that's why this is in the water. The citizens didn't go down and say, oh, please, would you put some this hydrofluorosilicic acid in my water? My kid might get a cavity. No, this is promoted by the people that got the hydrofluorosilicic acid to get rid of. And there's a lawsuit. One of the guys in my documentary is Steve Nidell, and he's the first attorney to file a lawsuit specifically against water providers that have adulterated the water with fluoride. No, this was not even silicone fluoride. This was fluoride. And that the kid got dental fluorosis, and they only bought that brand of water. So how come the kid got dental? Oh, well, you drank too much of our water. But it never warned them against drinking an unlimited amount of the water. So how could you drink too much? Where does it say not to drink more than a teaspoon of this stuff? Anyway, that one's working also. So there's liability out there. But the people you can't sue the government. You try it. You know, it's nearly impossible. So I'll tell you, if I were going to sue the government, I'd one group I'd sue would be the California Environmental the OEHA, Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. Is that they concluded inaccurately back in 1998 that one part per million was a safe level for people to consume for a lifetime. There'll be no adverse health effects. Well, we got 41% of the kids now have dental fluorosis. And even the advocates have now said, well, maybe we should lower our optimum level. Well, you know, optimum, is that a word we can just adjust around as it fits the political wind? So there's no such thing as an optimum level of fluoride. Well, there is actually zero. So they can adjust it. They're headed in the right direction, but they're not there yet. So.
But the thing that bothers me about that, David, is certainly the dental fluorosis. By the time you have dental fluorosis, that, of course, that toxin, that poison, has permeated through every organ in that child's body, his brain, his kidneys, his liver, his heart. All of his tissues have been poisoned, and certainly the dental fluorosis is simply a manifestation of fluoride poisoning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first outward visible sign of fluoride poisoning in a child, is that you can poison an adult, but you don't get to see it in their teeth. Is it dental fluorosis has to occur when the tooth is being made. But when I was in China, their public health department was very concerned about dental fluorosis because it was a predictor of whether or not your joints were going to go bad. If you had dental fluorosis, then later in life your joints would go bad. Well, you know, you're the orthopedic surgeon. Ever see anybody have a joint go bad? Yeah. Like we're replacing knees and shoulders and ankles and hips faster than any other country on the planet. Why are we doing that? Well, we use a Florida toothpaste, and we have added fluoride to all the major cities in the United States. So if you go buy a beer from Milwaukee, that you've got fluoride in your beer. If you drink wine from California, they have those planes that have the two wings, and they're spraying something. Well, you've got, we've measured some wines that had 8 parts per million fluoride in them. So, you know, we're grossly overdosed with fluoride throughout this country, and that's the problem.
Are they actually adding water to the wines? How does the water get into the wine?
No, it's a pesticide.
Oh, I see.
They use a kind of pesticide called sodium aluminum chloride or cryolite. And cryolite, you know, was shown 50, 70 years ago to be a carcinogen, but it only was a carcinogen to the poor workers that happened to be making the stuff. So they said, well, we can dilute it down with and when we spray it on the grapes, you know, won't be near as high as those poor workers were exposed to. Well, cancer's linear. You know, if you get 4 out of the 10 workers that were exposed, that's 40%. Okay, so you can dilute it down. Maybe it's just 1 out of 100 people get cancer when they drink the fluoride. Oh, okay, well, that's acceptable. We've got too many people on the planet anyway. Look at the traffic. We'll kill them off, and that'll solve the problem. What do you think? Not a very appropriate role for a doctor, I wouldn't think.
Well, the thing that is so horrible is that actually people have actually said this. We actually have this quotation from Richard Day, who worked for Planned Parenthood, and who was a consultant for Planned Parenthood, medical director of Planned Parenthood, who actually had said that, at least quoted as saying that, there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. And that, of course, is the attitude of some of the elitists in our government today.
Well, I don't think he's ever held anybody's hand as they died of cancer. And that there are a lot better ways to go than dying of cancer, I can assure you that. It's a miserable way to go. So, God bless him. I hope he learns the error of his ways.
Well, he's passed on, and I said he did not believe that the world is any worse off because Dr. Richard Day has gone to his just reward. I hope he gets his just reward.
Well, he'll be up talking to his maker about his misstatements then.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Could this really be true? Are there really people out there within organized medicine, organized dentistry, who want to kill off our children, who want to foment cancer, who want to destroy the physical and dental health of our young people? And I would like to suggest they know exactly what they're doing. And if you'd like, Chris, we've got some wonderful material on this. We've got books, we've got videos, we've got my talk on the hidden agenda, which I think is as good as you're going to get. We've got Dr. Roger Masters' work and actually copies of his articles on this, information you're not going to get elsewhere. Our number, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Our guest this evening, Dr. David Kennedy, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, you've enjoyed the conversation with Dr. David Kennedy, a very courageous individual. If you'd like to know the story of water fluoridation, why, of course, we have several DVDs he's made, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I do feel that one of the best sources overall of information documentation is my talk and my syllabus on the hidden agenda. That's the hidden agenda. We just simply take you from through the whole story of water fluoridation. We also have the articles done by Dr. Roger Masters about the largest study ever done at any time in history on any group of children, and of course that was 450,000 children who were tested for the effects of water fluoridation, comparing children who got hydrofluorosilicic acid and those who did not in the water supply, and then, of course, what happened to the different racial groups. And it was there that they found out that the blacks got six times the amount of lead in the blood, and of course, then it goes into the brain, and then the correlation between certainly criminal activity and the level of lead in the blood, and because the level is a brain toxin, they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And where is the outcry from the black leaders? And we've brought this up so many times, And we know we have a lot of blacks who listen to our program, and you've got to help us get this information out. You've got to get on the front lines and help us get the information out there, poisoning the blacks, they're poisoning the Hispanics. And this, of course, is going to have permanent damage. It's going to have permanent damage on the whites, just not quite as bad. But they're poisoning our children. Certainly, the fluoride actually decreases fertility. A lot of this is about population control. It lowers the intelligence of probably 5 to 10 points. It produces osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. It actually produces cancer, can be directly related to osteogenic sarcoma in boys, but it increases the incidence overall in communities of cancer of about 40% in the areas where they fluoridate the water. Now, I don't know whether how much higher it is in the areas where they use the hydroflow salicylic acid. But, of course, it drops thyroid function. It affects the the endocrine system. It leads to increased Down's disease, decreased male sperm count, decreased female fertility. They know what they're doing. And you need to get this information. You need to help us get it out across America. And certainly we have the scientific studies on our side. I mean, I've talked to people like Harvey Lineback. He was a professor up at the University of Toronto. And he told me he had been threatened to silence him so he wouldn't speak out on this subject. And they do this all across America. People who work for government have lost their jobs because they've talked about how these things are carcinogenic. There are people at the highest levels of our government who are evil. And, of course, this takes us into my whole thesis on the Brotherhood of Darkness. So what you need to do is get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You certainly need to get we have a book on fluoride, and exact the title of it escapes me, but it is available. We have all sorts of DVDs available. We have some put out by Dr. David Kennedy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll talk to others about this, that you'll let them understand what's really going on. I mean, the scientific studies are there. I get copies of programs like this. We have four tape sets on water fluoridation. And we have all sorts of interviews with Harvey Lineback and the other people who've done the studies. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for radio liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.
Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We are live. Welcome back to live programming here at the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. It is April 2nd, 2012. So appreciative that you have decided to spend your time with us at the Power Hour today, and that I had a week off. Do some thinking, do some work, do some research in mortgage fraud. Oh, I cannot tell you how bad it is. That's right. Those of you who have heard that I own a house that is being foreclosed upon. That is April 10th, unless we stop the foreclosure. Why is that? We don't know, because the house is paid off 3 years ago. So there should be no question.